They say the French Count has done most honorable service to you.
It's reported that he has taken a great commander. And that it is his own hand if you this brother.
Well, Diana, take heed of this French Earl. The honor of a maid is her name, and no legacy is so rich as honesty.
I have told my neighbor how you have been solicited by a gentleman, his companion.
I know that maid. Hymen, one Carruthers. A filthy officer he is in those suggestions for the young Earl. Beware of them, Diana. Their promises, enticements, oaths, tokens, and all these engines of lust are not the things they go under. Many a maid has been seduced by them. And the misery, example that so terrible shows in the wreck of maidenhood, cannot for all that dissuade succession, but that they are lined with the twigs that threaten. I hope I need not to advise you further. But I hope your own grace will keep you where you are, that there were no further danger known, but the modesty which is so lost.
You shall not need to fear me. I hope so. God save you, pilgrim, with her bound.
Susan, shake us the ground. Wait, do the palmer's lodge, I do beseech you.
And Francis, yes. If you will carry hold a pilgrim, but till the troops come by, I will conduct you where you shall be lodged. The rather, for I think I know your hostess as ample as myself.
Is it yourself?
If you shall be so, pilgrim,
I thank you, and look there upon your leisure.
I think, from France.
Oh, I think so.
Ah. Here you shall see a countryman of yours has done worthy service.
His name, I pray.
The Count of Cine.
Know you such a one? But by the ear that he is most nobly off in his face, I know not.
What the mayor he is, he's bravely taken here. He stole from France, as is reported, for the king has married him against his liking. Think you it is so?
I surely know the truth. I know his lady.
There is a gentleman that serves the Count, reports that Corson is her.
What's his name?
Monsieur Perronis.
Oh, I believe with him. In argument of praise or to the worth of the great Count himself, she is too mean to have her name repeated. All her deserving is a reserved honesty, and that I have not heard examined.
Alas, poor lady. It is a hard bondage to become the wife of a detesting lord.
Well, I wait, good creature, where she is, a hard way, sadly.
This young maid might do her a shrewd turn if she so chose.
How do you mean? Maybe the amorous Count solicits her in the unlawful path.
He does indeed. And folks with all that can in such a suit corrupt the tender honor of a maid. That she is armed for him. And keeps her guard in honestest defense.
The God forbid her.
Now they come! Oh, look at them, don't you?
Oh, you know the sun!
Damn excellent.
This is the French. That is a plume. To the most gallant fellow. I would he loved his wife. If he were honest, he were much goodlier. He's not a handsome gentleman.
As you know.
She's pity he's not honest. Were you his same maid that leads him to these places?
For I, good lady, I would poison that vile rascal.
Which you see,
that jackanapes with scars.
Why is he melancholy?
The shout he's heard in the battle. No guards, run! Well!
He's shrewdly vexed somehow. Look! He's by the hook! Oh, hang you! And look!
For a ring carrier!
The truth is past. Come, pilgrim, I will bring you where you shall host. Of enjoined penitence, there's four or five to greatly take who stand already at my house.
I humbly thank you.
Please, that this matron and this gentlemaid who eat with us tonight, the charge and thank you shall be for me. And to requite you further, I will bestow some precepts of this virgin worthy of a note.
We'll seek your offer kindly.